It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie, and on the show with us tonight, the one and only Sully Erna of Godsmack. How are you?
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while. It's great to hear your voice again.
It's been a little while, yeah, man.
Godsmack.
We're still here, both of us.
Yes, we're still standing. We're alive another day. Godsmack is working on a new album for next year. And next year is also the 20th anniversary of the first Godsmack album. Sully, creatively, how does where you came from affect where you're going?
Well, I would say it dictates every part of it, really, because for me, reflecting back on my life, you know, where I came from even before Godsmack was all a part of the journey to get to where I am today and also make me the man that I am today. You know, when I was a lot younger, even pre-Godsmack days, you know, I was raised in a very rough, violent city and involved with a lot of drugs and gang violence and crime. And, you know, it's like textbook stuff for an inner city kid. You know, but all that gave me the edge to kind of, you know, give me survival mode and make me a little tougher and prepare me for life and how tough life can be at times. And I think without that edge, you know, a lot of people just accept failure differently or just submit to it, where for me it was just kind of another thing that went wrong and you just, it's another hurdle to jump over and you get to the other side. You know, throughout the years, I eventually had the stamina and the endurance to go from band to band to band to build Godsmack. Which luckily, you know, for us, you know, we got lucky and it did really well. And I think, you know, even through the years of Godsmack, just having the respect for the industry and the business, having done it, you know, one CD at a time, one flyer at a time, playing gigs for $50 and a case of beer and all that, you know, really makes you work hard. And when you survive those years and you get to the other side of that, if you're lucky, you know, it really makes you respect where you came from and how hard it was to get there. You know, a lot of people may think this was handed to us on a silver platter, but it was many years of work. And then even once you get the deal, that's now you're at the bottom of the ladder, the big time, and you have all that climbing to do. So it's been a journey.
Sully Erna of Godsmack on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Sully of Godsmack is our guest on the show tonight. Sully, you come from music, watching your father play when you were very young. How much of the imprint of that exposure still affects you now?
Well, again, you know, I was raised under a piano, so to speak. My dad's a musician, a trumpet player, still is. And, you know, I was in the basement watching his bands rehearse and all that stuff. And I found out not too long ago too that my great uncle from Sicily was a famous composer in this little town. So, you know, music just kind of ran in my blood since I was born, and it doesn't surprise me that I became a musician, but I certainly didn't think I would get to where I am today. But you know, having my dad at least kind of kickstart me when I was younger definitely put, you know, the bug in me. But you know, we disconnected for a long time. We didn't have a good relationship growing up. Now it's fine, you know, we've rehabilitated it and all that, but growing up it was tough. You know, he was a very aggressive dad. He was, you know, from Italy. He was, you know, a lot meaner than most young kids would want to, you know, have for a parent. But you know, he was young too. He didn't know how to parent and that kind of thing. He was only 21 or 22 when he had me. And he came from an aggressive dad too, you know, so again, I don't fault him for a lot of this stuff, but I guess my point to this is that the rest of it was kind of on me, you know. He gave me, through watching them, the opening to be able to pursue music and discover that I had a talent to even be a musician. But then once things kind of disconnected with us, you know, 4 or 5 years old, him and my mom divorced, and then it was just about me and my love for music and my passion, you know, and following, you know, as I got into my teens, I started to listen to more albums, rock records, Zeppelin, Sabbath, Rush, all that stuff, Aerosmith, and I just found it was easier to play along than it was to take lessons, and so, that eventually led me into smoking pot and then joining bands.
Full Metal Jacky, coming up, your shot at tickets to see Metallica with Avenged Sevenfold and Gojira. That's happening at Rose Bowl Stadium later on this month. Also, I've got Scorpions tickets for their show with Megadeth at the Forum in October. Plus, more to come with our guest, Sully Erna of Godsmack. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacky. Sully Erna of Godsmack is our guest on the show tonight. Your solo albums are a real musical departure from Godsmack. How is having an understanding of other kinds of music an advantage when it's time to make Godsmack music?
That's actually a really good question. You know, for the longest time growing up, I was just kind of a rock guy. I mean, I was raised on jazz and blues because of my dad's band and things like that. But, you know, as I got into my rock years and my more mischievous years, it really just became about rock and metal, and I always had that. So that's the kind of singer and musician in general I became, even as a drummer. But it's funny, as I got older, I started to regress back to the things that I remember from my childhood and going back to the old Etta James and Ray Charles and piano and, you know, live strings and cellos and, you know, that kind of whole orchestrated sound. And I just kind of rebirthed something that was inside of me through the solo stuff, which was just a whole different kind of music. You know, there's so many different genres I like and love. And so as I matured more as a musician and played more instruments, I really started to enjoy sitting at the piano with my daughter or just creating different kinds of music. And although I knew it wouldn't be good for Godsmack or the right thing for Godsmack, it was still beautiful pieces and I wanted to put it out there. So, and then working through other musicians, you know, some of the people in my band get classically trained. My cello player is from Bulgaria. My guitar player is this amazing, you know, blues anomaly guitar player. And everyone just came from a different background. And through them, I learned a lot, you know, and it was really cool because I was always just a rock guy. And then when I started writing with them, you know, they would zig where I would zag. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. I would have never approached the melody that way or the chord progression that way. And I learned a lot through them. And it comes full circle because then as I'm writing for Godsmack again, now I have all these new tools and all this new information that I've learned through them and writing this different style of music. And, you know, when it comes to writing new Godsmack again, it gives me a little bit of an edge to come up with some more creative style melodies and arrangements that maybe I would have not have thought of shouldn't I have worked with some of these musicians and other genres of music.
Sully Erna of Godsmack is our guest tonight. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jacky, Sully Erna of Godsmack with us on the show tonight. There are lots of ways to write a song. What's different about the way you're writing new Godsmack music now compared to any other time?
Well, interestingly enough, you know, as if anyone knows anything about Godsmack, we've always been kind of a tough-edged band, really good music for like extreme sports and being in the gym and anything like that, you know, football and motocross or whatever. We even have a lot of Army and Navy and Marines, you know, that come to our shows and just tell us stories about how it got them through really tough times when they had to fly over Iraq and Afghanistan and whatever and do their job and, you know, jobs that they didn't really want to do. And, you know, they turned up the music and just did what they had to do, and it helped them get through something that would have been naturally pretty difficult to do. But now it's like, you know, we're getting to a place where the band has been around for 20 years. We're very blessed and lucky to still have a career and have fans out there that care about us. And we want to be smart as well. And so, and by the way, I'm not that young, angry kid that I used to be once, right? So I'm a lot older now. I have a daughter of my own. I'm in a good place in my life. I don't have a whole lot to really be stressed out about or mad. And so the music has to evolve with that. You know, everything that I've ever done in music was always based on something that affected me on an emotional level. It was never made up stories. It was always based on my life to some degree. And so now where things are a little bit brighter and a little bit better, I mean, we're not going to write about flowers and ice cream, you know, but I certainly think that it's going to have a little bit more positive of a message. And I definitely think it's even going to be have a little bit more of a commercial edge to it. You know, because we're older now and we want to kind of continue to write and play music that we also enjoy and not always have to be in screamo mode and chugging away. So, you know, me and my drummer recently just said, we made an agreement. We're like, you know, I think we've come up with every combination of chugging that we can. Like, we call it the Morse code effect. And I'm like, dude, I honestly can't think of any more combinations. Like, I'm done with chugging. Like, I think now we're just going to focus on writing really well-written songs. And that's what I've been kind of focused on for the last so many years. And due to that, you know, I listen to a lot of great songwriters, the Elton Johns, the Michael Jacksons, whoever it is that has been, you know, legendary and iconic. And, you know, I try once again to absorb and learn from them so we can put out the best record we can, you know, due to the year and the you know, day and age that we're in.
Sully from Godsmack is with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. And coming up, I've got a pair of Metallica tickets for the Rose Bowl show, which is coming up here July 29th. Don't forget to listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m., they give you the Metallica song of the day. They give you a shot at tickets to the show. Plus, you get in the running for the new KLOS Metallica Dodge Charger, which is pretty badass. 95.5KLOS.com for details and a photo. Sully's going to be picking music here in a bit. Plus, we'll celebrate the birthday of a legendary bassist. It's all on the way. It's Whiplash, 95.5KLOS. Full Metal Jackie Sullierna of Godsmack is on the show with us tonight. Between Godsmack and your solo albums, you've made a lot of records. even with all that experience, what's still hard for you about writing music?
I think it's the challenge. You know, it's just the challenge of getting up every day and putting in your time. That's complicated. You know, when the ideas come and everything's flowing, it's almost effortless. And if anybody's out there who's creative, who's an artist, I would highly recommend that you YouTube Elizabeth Gilbert's TED Talk on your creative elusive genius. If you just Google or go onto YouTube and Google Elizabeth Gilbert, she's the lady who wrote the book Eat, Pray, Love. She does a TED Talk, and I believe the title is Your Creative Genius. And she does this amazing speech on, like, how to take the pressure off of yourself. Because as artists, you know, it's no wonder that we become manic, depressive, alcohol addicts. And, you know, we're always trying to beat our last thing. We're always wondering if our best days are behind us and if we've already done our best work. And how do we top our last record? Or how do I put on a better performance as an actor or, you know, as a book writer, you know, and your New York bestseller is at the peak of your career and everything you do after that will be lesser. And so we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And I really think, you know, people who are interested in this kind of thing should really watch this talk. It's very, very inspiring. It changed the way I work. But for me, that's what it is. That is the hardest part, is just going there and doing your job and hoping that your genius shows up and that brilliant things happen. But if not, you can be the mule that shows up to work every day and points to the corner of the room at some, you know, imaginary elf that's supposed to be there helping you or wherever these inspirations come from, and just say, hey, listen, you know, for the record, I'm here doing my job. And if this record sucks, by the way, it's partly your fault, too, because you're not helping. So by having a kind of, an outside entity like that, it really helps take the pressure off a little bit.
Sully of Godsmack on the show with us tonight. He'll be picking music in just a bit. It's Full Metal Jackie. Metallica tickets for you now. Call us at 800-955-KLOS for a chance of tickets to the Rose Bowl Stadium show Saturday, July 29th with Avenged Sevenfold and Gojira. Tickets are on sale. Again, 800-955-KLOS. Caller 20 will give you tickets furnished by Live Nation. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie Sullierna of Godsmack on the show with us tonight. And every band seems to go through stages of growth, success, and turmoil, including Godsmack. What's the relationship between band members like today?
We are in probably a better place today than we ever have been in our entire career. Probably tighter now than we were when we first started the band, and we're just super excited about, you know, going on tour and things were new. We went from that stage to like, okay, now we're in it and we're working really hard and we're all tired, to like drinking too much and all that crap starts, and then you're just fighting and blah, blah, blah. You know, we get over all those mountains, all those hills, and got past it, you know. Got help at times and we needed it and that kind of thing, but we got past it, and luckily we survived it, where most bands break up during that phase. And now we're doing better than ever. We really are. You know, the band gets along great. We're truly like brothers. We understand how and when to respect our boundaries, when to stay away from each other, when to kind of, you know, not be joking around too much, or when not to be too sarcastic. But for the most part, we are in a great place, you know, and we've also taken enough time away from the band to be re-inspired by the band, you know, and to respect it even more. Obviously doing solo projects, stuff like that, you start to realize how valuable the brand is that you've spent all these decades building. And so we're really getting along better than ever now.
Full Metal Jackie Sully of Godsmack with us. Anything you can tell us in terms of a timeline for the new album and new music?
We are trying, and don't hold me to this, but my goal, and we're on track so far, is to have a single out by the top of the year, sometime in January, and then drop the record, hopefully by latest first week in April. And then obviously we're just going to be, you know, cranking out tour after tour, hitting the whole world. We're going to try to do at least a couple laps around the globe. So I'm anticipating at least 18 months of touring. But that's kind of a rough sketch. Again, we're a little bit premature to confirm it, but I think that's a fair estimate.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. And Sully, appreciate you taking the time as always.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Fraser Smith is coming up next, leaving you off with Black Sabbath. Happy birthday to Geezer Butler, who turns 68 tomorrow. It's Whiplash. I'm going to go home and watch Game of Thrones now, so don't tell me what happened. See ya.